out and about in Western agriculture. Researchers are trying to get tools to avocado growers to help fight against the Pilificus shot-hole borer, but regulations are causing some delays. The California Avocado Commission is trying to push through some tools for growers who are seeing damage from the shot-hole borer. Research Program Director Tim Spann says the regulation process for new applications can be laborious.
You know, there's a lot of materials that we know of that have efficacy against the beetle and or the fungus, but they're not registered currently either on avocados or in some cases not registered at all on an agricultural commodity. So that involves a really lengthy process of having to do residue analyses and everything. And the process could take up to 5 years. So we're focused on those products that we know have some potential efficacy. And there's also residue analysis from either avocados elsewhere in the country, you know, for example, Florida, or at least residue analyses on other crops, which makes the process of registration a little bit easier for us because we can borrow some of that data from those other crops. And essentially, we only have to do efficacy data in avocado to show that it works against the pest, and then we can get an emergency exemption permit to use it.
Spann says they're hopeful that help will be available soon.
We're optimistic that we can get something through a Section 18 emergency exemption and have it by late 2015 or very early 2016 so that the growers affected have at least some tool. Not going to be ideal, it's not going to be a curative, but it'll be something so that they can hopefully save some of their trees.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.